All right, nobody here. Nobody has an excuse for missing. Nobody.
You're being mechayiv everyone, David. Okay, today's learning show initials. Chaim Luzim, Shem Shai, Moshe, and Neil Rishke, Bas Moshe, Israel. Shem Nachar, Moshe, Bishchus, for Shalom, Chaim, Moshe, and Malka. Mirim Brach, Basar, Malka, Matritz, and Feg, Ladinas. Bishchus for all those in and around Israel. And today's learning should be dedicated to a very, very special schus for the Malinowitz Bar Mitzvah boy. May we grow up to be a big, big Talmud Chacham, and a big Bal Chesed, and a big Bal Tzedakah, and a Melech Yid.
Amen. My grandmother's yahrzeit is today, actually. My mother's Malka Bas Yisrael Gershon.
Okay, Rishus Lili Nishmas Malka Bas
Yisrael Gershon.
Yisrael Gershon. May her neshama have an aliyah. Okay, so we are again. I'll try not to scream because I am in the airport over here, and I don't want to disturb everybody. But we are still holding Simon Reish Lamed Gimel and Sif Aleph. So we went through the Mechaber, we went through the Ramo over here, and we came out at the end, right? We have these two sheetas. We have the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham say Mincha is from Mincha Gedayla through evening. I'm going to discuss more what evening means in a little bit. And we have Rabbi Yehuda who says Mincha is from Mincha Gedayla until Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha on is Maariv time. Mechaber tells us you can pick whichever way you want to go. However, be consistent. Don't switch off one day this, one day that, because that would be a tarta disaster, you're contradicting yourself. But he said, b'shas hadchag, even if you every day daven, either like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Yehuda, b'shas hadchag, you're not going to have a minyan, you're traveling, whatever the reason is, you are able to switch off here and there, and you would be fine in that situation. So now we're going to go through the Mishnah Berurah and see, you know, what can you do, what you cannot do. We also discussed the logic behind this, how they both have sound reasoning to each one, and they're both correct, and therefore the Ovid Kamar, something that is unusual that we generally find. So we're holding by the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Hey. Hopefully we'll finish the Mishnah Berurah on the Sif. If not, we'll have to finish it on Monday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Ovid Kamar, the Yesh L'chol Echad Mishnei Hem Kula V'chumra. Each one, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, they each have a Kula and a Chumra. Hey, no, what does that mean? T'l'inya Mincha Das Rabbi Yehuda Eina El Chumra. That he cuts Mincha off an hour and a quarter early. The Endless Bala Mincha Rak Ad Plaga Mincha. Album of Mela, therefore, in the opposite side of the coin is Yesh Kula in your Ma'ariv. You have a Kula when it comes to Ma'ariv, the Mishamba Elef Nechshav Kalaila, from Plaga Mincha and on, he's counting his night. Le'inin Sheyuchal Espal, Tfilis Ma'ariv, Harvest Lekula Alma, I'm sorry, skipped on Tfilis Ma'ariv. So Rabbi Yehuda basically has a Chumra that the time of Mincha cuts off an hour and a quarter earlier. But however, Ma'ariv time starts an hour and a quarter earlier. Hey, no. Now, the Rama warns us something that we're going to discuss shortly in probably next week. And the Rak Tfila Atzma, this only comes with Vinegea to the davening Ma'ariv. The Indian Sheyuchal Espal Tulas Ma'ariv. I went back a line now. The Ilizman Kriya Shmashal Arvas, the Kula Alma Betesik Echavim, who Kulkam Besimereish Lamed Hey. This, although Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven Meir from Plaga Mincha, you're not Yitzah the mitzvahs of Chiras Yitziris Mitzrayim that we have to do with Kriya Shema and the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema by night. If you daven from Plag, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that you need to relearn Kriya Shema later on. Now the other shita have a kula inyan tefillas mincha. It's kula b'negei to mincha. They give an extra hour and a quarter over Rabbi Yehuda. The mespalim ad erev can do it till the evening. Umemela chumer inyan tefillas erev. When it comes to ma'ariv, they have a chumer. They only spal kind of hashecha because they cut off an hour and a quarter. You can't start the ma'ariv until later on. Okay. Now the mechaber tells us the avid kamar of it. You can do it any way you want. However, you should always do la'olam kechad minay. You should always do like one of them. Perish. Shaloy in the pam kach or pam kach. Monday you do this way. Tuesday you do this way. It shouldn't have a tarta disaster. The two shitas end of the day sort of contradict each other. When is night? When is not? Afilu lamacha. Even if you're going to go the next day. Umikolshkin shaloy li spalul biyoy mechad minchach aplak shadrabanon. Ba'arvis koydim tzeis kechavim. He says, certainly, says in Shabura, it's problematic if on the, not only shouldn't you do it one day this, one day that, but certainly you can't do it on the same day. In other words, one day I daven mincha today after plak, and then I daven ma'ariv before tzeisik echavim. That is worse than a tata disaster. It's a tata disaster in the same day. But Isa Shah, Ella, so that if you do like the Rabbanon, right? So what does he say over here? Let me just refresh my memory. That if you're going to daven Meirev before, say, so you're going to daven from Plaga Mincha, don't daven Mincha during that time. Ella Koydim Plag Dafka. If you're going to daven Meirev from Plag, you have to make sure to daven Mincha before Plag. Ad HaLaila. So the Mechaber said you can daven Kufi Kfal, like the Chum, you can daven Mincha until the night. You can't not really till tzeis, but we'll see. Approximately a quarter of an hour before tzeis is, according to everybody, is bein hashmashas. That time is already suffik yom, suffik lila. So even according to the Chachamim, during that period of time, we are going to not be able to do the matter. So we're not over here now going to get into a whole discussion of bein hashmashas. Small bein hashmashas goes all the way to say. Some hold that it's just a moment before. Some hold that it's a quarter of an hour, 13 minutes before. There is a period of time before tzeis that's bein hashmashas, which is suffik yom, suffik lila. Certainly, it's not preferable to daven mincha during that time, since potentially it is evening time. Okay, it's a suffik. Kodem shkia zacham, right? So lima soif shkia, the end of shkia. Shehila das samachaber b'simen reish samachalef. According to Mechaber, the end of the day is near the end of Shkia. Zman muyot kaidem tzeis kechavim, a short period of time before tzeis kechavim. But afagav v'gam oz ein l'spal at tzeis kechavim mamish. You shouldn't daven ma'ariv yet. Then the mekayin l'chein have a rak suffik lailuk. The kam b'simen reish lamer hey behai port aloy duck. This few moments he doesn't. He's not being meduyak over here in his expression. Now. We'll actually get to this Bialach in a little bit. Okay, let's we all move forward. So then the Mechaber told us that b'di'eved, if you daven Myra from Plaga Mincha on, right, even if generally you daven Mincha all the way till Bein Hashmashes, but let's say one day you daven Plag, you are b'di'eved Yaitza. Well, that's Avokoydim Plag. You daven Myra before Plag, fill b'di'eved Yaitza. You didn't do anything. There's a little bit of a machloik is when plaga mincha is. Remember, do we say that the day is measured from neitz to shkia, or is the day measured from alois to tzeis? So there's a slight discrepancy as to when plaga mincha is. So if I went ahead and I daven myra an hour and a quarter before shkia, there's one sheet that's already plaga mincha, I can no longer daven over because suffik brachos lahakol, and there is a sheet that was already yaitza ma'ariv. Then the Mechaber told us that b'shas atchag, we are, even if generally on every day we do it one certain way, b'shas atchag we're able to change. Right, Zalaima, the afim darke tamad l'spal mincha achar plag, let's say on every day I daven mincha after plag mincha, mikol makam yochel l'spal til sabbats gam kem esman hazeh. If I have a strong need, I am able to daven ma'ariv from plag. Umikol makam ein lahakol b'zeh rakach apanim ba'osai yoyim espal mincha kaidim plag. He says, let's say I have a day and I realize that if I don't daven now ma'ariv with the plag minion, I am not going to make, I'm not going to have a minion for ma'ariv, or I'm going to be on the road, I'm going to be in a makam that I can't daven, I'm going to be by a wedding, I'm going to have a problem davening ma'ariv. So I say I want to daven mincha, even though generally I don't daven ma'ariv until after tzeis. Today I want to daven ma'ariv from plag mincha. That only works if that day I daven mincha before plag. If I daven mincha after plag, again, you're contradicting yourself on the same day. On that day, ispal mincha acha plag, you daven mincha after plag, then you can't, because now you already took upon yourself, you did it like the Chachamim, you can't now switch over to Rabbi Yehuda to have a tarta desasra, but you oisa yam gufa. So tarta desasra on the same day is a big problem. Tarta desasra from one day to the next, but you don't do it constantly, not just flip back and forth, that's okay, b'shatzatak. B'chol zem ispal b'chidi. All this that he told you, these rules that everything I just told you till now about how you can't daven plag and meir when they contradict each other, that's talking about a person who's davening b'yachad. Av a tzibur shel mincha, you have a tzibur that daven mincha. Ukeshel yeichu lebeis of yitarech lekapsim sheinus l'tfilas erev. You're not going to get the oilam back. Okay, so you're in the bungalow colony and you have only 15 people there. You daven mincha after plag and mincha. And now it's not yet safe. And the people basically say, listen, if we're going home, we're tired, we're not coming back for Ma'ariv, right? The ispatal tills that sibul gamri, you won't have a minion at all for myrav. A kilo achrayim shemutal espals are v'samach lemincha. You can, and this is what a lot are samach on. That we sometimes we daven mincha right before shkia, and then we're davening myrav before tseis. L'chayra, we are contradicting ourselves. We're doing mincha after plag, and we're doing myrav before tseis. That's it, because end of the day, the people are there. You're not going to get them to come back to dominion. Now you go to certain places. They wait a few minutes. They wait till tzei. So there he said as follows. What was your days? Right. So he said that in the Ramah cities, they would daven Myra from Plagamin. And therefore, he said, since that was a minig over there, you should not be davening Myra. You should not be davening mincha from plagamil mincha. Right, Salim. Afilu b'yem achalei spal mincha ha plag. Even on the next day, cave in the Talmud, in the city of the Ramah, the Talmud machzikos is man loy mitzvah sarev. There they accepted that as a time for marav. Afilu b'day tibos yom l'spal marav achzikos b'chavim. So even if in that place, you lived in the city of the Ramah, and over there they always daven marav from plag. You one day say, I'm going to daven mincha today after plag, because I'm going to daven marav after tzeis. Since the minig over there is that all the minyanim davened before tzeis, they davened from plag marav, you shouldn't be doing that. Whenever it's a shasat chag, even if every time you daven marav at that time, you could daven mincha. Repeats himself, and he says again, the shasad chag is fine. You can switch what you do on a normal day, but don't go ahead and contradict yourself. The only exception that you can contradict yourself on the same day is when you're in a minion. And if you don't do it, then the minion, you're going to lose the minion. Then you can, in order so that the tzibur have a minion, you can even contradict yourself. You can even contradict yourself. Okay. Now, the haynu atzeis gecham. So he said, if you want, you can daven mincha until tzeisik echavim. So that's what the Ramah said, that even in his city where they always daven myra from plag, you have one day that's a shatzat chag, you can daven mincha until tzeis. Now, here we're going to go a little bit into what this tzeis is. Lav dafke, it doesn't really mean tul tzeisik echavim. The erech revishah kardim tzeisik echavim v'adim v'nish rosh l'kalama. Everyone agrees that a quarter hour before tzeis, there is this thing called banish mashes, which is suffik yom, suffik leila. The endless spell boys is man. You should not daven at that time. Eloroid salim is samach lazeh. When the Ramah said you should not daven until tzeis, he meant close to tzeis. Okay. Now, obviously, we know by the Hasidim, there are paiskim that disagree with this, and they say that definitely the Hasidish paiskim, and this is not something that was made up recently. Go back to Europe, and major paiskim, they davened mincha much later than this man. The chenis of a dakri moisha, bereish lamadeis v'daf. We daven ma'ariv after tzeis. You can definitely daven mincha till close to tzeis. Yesh paiskim, like you said, a quarter hour before tzeis. Yesh paiskim ram shechokam is ever dait daba. Many paiskim will argue. The daitim shetil saminchu rak atshkiyas achama, and definitely the literature paiskim accepted the says, Reb Chaim would not daven after shkia, Reb Yashu would not daven after shkia. L'chein l'chat tzchila tzarech kalan l'izar l'spal k'odim shkia z'cham adavka. So according to Reb Chafetz Chaim and all these paiskim, you should be careful to daven mincha before shkia. V'heinu, what does it mean to daven mincha before shkia? She yigma t'vilasi ba'oy chelein z'chas Hashem es v'enayinu. You have to finish, not just about davening, starting Yishmael Nesri, you have to finish the chazar sashats before shkia. And not everyone agrees with this, says better daven b'yichidus before shkia than daven after shkia with a minion. However, as we said, there are shitas that hold you could daven after shkia. Ad revishah kodem tzeis kechavim, until a quarter of an hour before tzeis kechavim. Ach kol mat sheyachal lahakdem, chuyiv lahakdem sheyloi, yikonus b'safik b'nei shmashas. Whatever you can do, you should do in order not to end up in a safik b'nei shmashas. Okay. If you already see the stars, you for sure missed. It's already nighttime. I'm going to get more of that. Ach, kol ze b'di'eved u'shasat ha'gadol. Avel chadchila b'vaday en lachas mencha zman mencha ad ha'shkia. All these things to be able to daven mincha after shkia is b'di'eved. Kol shkia shias b'zorli oit shaloi la'achik ad samach l'tzeis kechavim. Don't wait till very close to tzeis. Amar chazal b'marava. lied to, they would curse Amanda Matzlin, Dunduna, Hamad, Dilma, Mitra, Felashaita, those who daven very, very close to Tseis, because they might make a mistake and they end up missing it. So let's just quickly sum this up. And I'm going to mention an interesting Bir Halacha, and then we'll wrap it up for the week. So again, we don't have to go it over again. We have the two Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. We have the Oven Kama'a, you don't have to always do the same thing. You can pick which way you want. However, ideally, you should not flip-flop day to day. It's preferable if you do it one way, do it that same way every day. Third, the Shasat Chag, you are able to switch day to day. Ideally, especially if you're davening b'yichidus, you should not contradict, you should definitely avoid contradicting yourself on the same day. Don't daven mincha after plag and mara before tzeis on the same day. The exception to that is when you're in a shul with a minion, and that's the only way you're going to have minion, and if you don't do that, you're not going to have minion. Now, it's interesting, there's a very interesting Bir Halacha over here, that you, he says over here that he shouldn't daven mincha after shkia, as we mentioned, that and although, again, he doesn't bring down, we definitely know, but amongst the chassidim, they are not, they do daven mincha after shkia, and they have a yesh ha-milismach, some major, major place. He says, b'di'eved, you could be soymech and daven after shkia, and he brings down a very interesting idea from the Seder Zmanim. And he says as follows. He says, if somebody is in a position that he has to daven mincha after shkia, so we have shitas that hold it's okay, we have shitas that hold it's not okay. So he says that, and I never heard someone do this, but he says, you should make a tanai. He says as follows. If you make the following tanai, if it's still day, I'm davening mincha, and the next tefillah I'm going to daven is ma'ariv. If it's nighttime already, then this is my ma'ariv, and my next tefillah is my tashlumen for the mincha that I missed. Okay, so your mincha is... Your mincha that you daven mincha really becomes your ma'ariv, and your ma'ariv becomes your tashlumen for the mincha that you missed, if it happens to be night already. Very interesting thing. Now, you cannot do that on Erev Shabbos, because the tefillah is different, right? Because if you daven tashlumen, you would daven two Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei versus a Friday Shemoneh Esrei and a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. So that tanai does not work on Erev Shabbos, but if somebody is davening mincha very, very late and he's uncertain if it's mincha, if it's still enough time before it's safe to be considered day, you can make this tanai, right? That if I'm still day, I'm davening mincha. If it's night, I'm davening my ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei now, and my next Shemoneh Esrei will be my tashlum. When you daven ma'ariv, you say, if the one before was mincha, then this is ma'ariv. If the one before was ma'ariv, then this is my tashlumen for mincha. Tashlumen always goes second. The one thing that they do, that you technically have to daven ma'ariv right away, because awesome shitas, when you do tashlumen, you got to do them back to back. You can't just wait, do my tashlumen 2 hours later. You're supposed to do it right away. So you shouldn't. You should do that. Wait till it's for short says, and then daven ma'ariv right away, so the tashlumen is close to it. If you come to such a position that you have to, that you're really not certain, you're cutting it very, very close, and you're not certain if it's ma'ariv yet or not, if it's night or not, you can have in mind the very interesting tonight. Okay, we'll stop over here. Sorry that we went a little bit over time. And Emet Hashem, we will continue.